Good evening and welcome to Evening Prayer from the Vicarage. Today is St George's Day, the 23rd of April, and I thought I'd start this evening by reading a little bit about St George from a book which I have called Exciting Holiness. So George was a martyr and patron of England. George was probably a soldier living in Palestine at the beginning of the 4th century. He was martyred at Lydia in about the year 304, the beginning of the persecutions of the Diocletians, and it became known throughout the East as the Great Martyr. There were churches in England dedicated to him before the Norman Conquest. The story of his slaying the dragon may be due to his being mistaken in iconography for St Michael, himself usually depicted wearing armour. Or it may be a mistaken identification with Perseus' slaying of the sea monster, a myth also associated with Lydia. George replaced Edward the Confessor as patron saint of England following the Crusades, when returning soldiers brought back a renewed interest in his cult. King Edward III made George patron of the Order of the Garter, which seems finally to have confirmed his position as England's patron saint. My thanks to David at De Western and Chris Brown and Matt for going up the windy steps of the church towers and flying the St George's flag. They look absolutely magnificent. And in these days of uncertainty, there was a sense of normality today. So now we come to pray. The order of service will be for night prayer. If you have a copy, then please do follow me. But if you don't worry. Just sit back and close your eyes and listen to the words. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we now just have a moment's silence to reflect on this day and all that it has been for us. And then we say it together. Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And we say again together, before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. The psalm this evening is Psalm number 3, which is taken from the lectionary. And the refrain, you, Lord, are a shield about me. Lord, how many are my adversaries? Many are they who raise up against me. Many are they who say to my soul, there is no help for you in your God. But you, Lord, are a shield about me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. When I cry aloud to the Lord, he will answer me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep and rise again because the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of hordes of the peoples. that have set themselves against me all around. Rise up, O Lord, and deliver me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek and break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. May your blessings be upon your people. You, Lord, are a shield about me. Shield us, Lord, from all evil, and lift us from the apathy and despair, that even when we are terrified, we may trust your power to save, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The Old Testament reading this evening is taken from Isaiah chapter 43, beginning at verse 1. But now, says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the waters they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight, and honoured, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold, bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Anyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord. Just take a few moments now and just pause and reflect on that reading. And I love those words. Fear not, I have called you by name. You are mine. The New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of John, beginning at chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the Gospel of the Lord. And we're now at the top of page 5. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Mine own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be for ever. Amen. So now let us pray. Our prayers this evening are from Kate McClagger. And I think actually what she has to pray about says everything that we need to say about our community and about this world today. But as we pray, we think and pray for ourselves. We don't very often pray for ourselves. We pray for our families that we are separated from. Pray for our government. And again, we pray for our key workers. O Jesus, King of the poor, shield this night those who are imprisoned without charge, those who have disappeared. Cast a halo of your presence around those who groan in sorrow or pain. Protect those whose livelihoods are threatened. Encourage those forbidden to worship. Encompass your little ones gone hungry to sleep, cold and fitfully waking. Guide your witnesses for peace. Safeguard your workers for justice. Encircle us with your power. Compass us with your grace. Embrace your dying ones, support your weary ones, calm your frightened ones. As the sun scatters the mist on the hills, bring us to a new dawn, when all shall freely sit at the table in your kingdom, rejoicing in a God who saves them. Into thine arms we now commend ourselves this night. We will lay us down in peace. If thou speak peace to us through Jesus Christ, may our last thoughts be of thee, and when we wake, may thy spirit bring heavenly things to our mind. Pardon the imperfections of our prayers. Supply what we have omitted to ask for, and do for us exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think for the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the collect. O thou in whom all things live, who commanded us to seek thee, and art ever ready to be found. To know thee is life, to serve thee is freedom, to praise thee is our soul's delight. We bless thee and adore thee, we worship thee and magnify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. And may your blessings be always upon us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. And the blessing. The Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all you love from this day forward. Amen.